Jim's TOEIC listening test. Test 3.
Listening test. In this section, you must demonstrate your ability to understand spoken English. This section is divided into four parts and will take approximately 45 minutes to complete. Do not mark the answers in your test book. Use the answer sheet that is provided separately. Part 1. Directions. For each question, you will listen to four short statements about a picture in your test book. These statements will not be printed and will only be spoken one time. Select the statement that best describes what is happening in the picture and mark the corresponding letter A, B, C, or D on the answer sheet.
Now listen to the four statements. A.
The man is looking over the files.
B.
The man is working at the desk.
C.
The man is taking notes.
D.
The man is writing a report.
Statement B.
The man is working at the desk.
Is the best description of the picture, so you should select answer B and mark it on your answer sheet. Now part 1 will begin. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book.
A.
They're clapping their hands.
B.
They're facing one another.
C.
They're waving their hands.
D.
They're pacing around the place.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A.
A piece of furniture is being repaired.
B.
A machine is being worked on.
C.
A toolbox is being opened.
D.
A desk drawer is being closed.
Go on to the next page. Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book. A.
She has finished talking on the phone.
B.
A notice is being posted on the door.
C.
She has the receiver held up to her ear.
D.
A coin is being placed into the slot.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book. A. Some people are sunbathing near the lake.
B. Some people are ready to go for a swim.
C. Some people are strolling near the water.
D. Some people have put their feet in the water.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book. A.
He's serving food to the others.
B.
He's holding a plastic cup in his hand.
C.
He's arranging the plates on the table.
D.
He's helping himself to some food.
Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book. A.
The house is undergoing renovations.
B.
The bushes are being trimmed.
C.
Some furniture has been set out in the yard.
D.
People are relaxing in the backyard.
Go on to the next page.
Part 2. Directions. For each question, you will listen to a statement or question followed by three possible responses spoken in English. They will not be printed and will only be spoken one time. Select the best response and mark the corresponding letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet.
For example, you will hear,
"Where is the meeting room?"
You will also hear, A.
To meet the new director.
B.
It's the first room on the right.
C.
Yes, at 2 o'clock.
The best response to the question.
Where is the meeting room?
Is choice B.
It's the first room on the right.
So B is the correct answer. You should mark answer B on your answer sheet.
Now, let us begin with number 7.
Number 7.
Who will draft the letter?
A. He will come by later. B. Yes, he left it there. C. Jane is working on it now.
Number 8.
When are they going to release the report? A.
By fax.
B.
At 2 o'clock.
C.
In room 15.
Number 9.
Do you know where I can catch a bus to downtown?
A.
He just left a minute ago.
B.
Sure, I will catch you later.
C.
Try the stop over there.
Number 10.
Were you able to pick up the books you need?
A.
I booked it this morning.
B.
No, they were all sold out.
C.
Can you pick me up at 5?
Number 11.
How long will you be on the road today? A.
I'll be back around 3.
B.
Roughly an hour ago.
C.
Yes, I will be driving there.
Number 12.
Did you get in touch with him, or should I try calling?
A.
I just got off the phone with him.
B.
He is sitting on the couch.
C.
I'll get it for you later.
Number 13.
Don't you have to go to your appointment with your lawyer soon?
A.
To discuss some legal matters.
B.
Yes, right after I'm done with this.
C.
No, he made a point not to do that.
Number 14.
Who's planning to take you to the software exhibition? A.
He will take his car.
B.
Jack said he will.
C.
To get some information.
Number 15.
Why is Suki leaving the company?
A.
She decided to go back to school.
B.
Sure, just leave it right here.
C.
Yes, she doesn't get along with her boss.
Number 16.
David Wells did a good job delivering his speech today, didn't he?
A.
He took it to a wrong address.
B.
No, the job is quite interesting.
C.
Yes, he did a great job.
Number 17.
Don't you feel a bit chilly with the air conditioner on? A.
Yes, it's freezing in here.
B.
No, I don't feel too well.
C.
He is a bit silly.
Number 18.
Where do you suppose I could pick up the items on the list?
A.
Try looking in the store over there.
B.
It's too heavy to pick it up alone.
C.
Yes, I think you can do it.
Number 19.
Are you planning to attend the meeting this afternoon? A.
Yes, I need to do it now.
B.
Is Tuesday okay with you?
C.
Yes, but only for a while.
Number 20.
Mr. Suzuki is waiting for the delivery, isn't he?
A.
He will be here shortly.
B.
No, I don't know him well.
C.
Yes, he's downstairs at the lobby now.
Number 21. Would you be interested in joining our entertainment committee?
A.
He is a very interesting person.
B.
Yes, but I don't have time these days.
C.
When I was at the movies.
Number 22.
Isn't there an additional charge to send it by express mail?
A.
No, everything is included in the cost.
B.
I will charge it on my credit card.
C.
Yes, there will be a couple more people.
Number 23.
Should I sign my name on the first page or all the pages?
A. I already told you his name.
B. Just sign the last one.
C.
The sign is rather noticeable.
Number 24.
Did the contractor give you the completion date?
A.
I will finish it by then.
B.
He said sometime in May.
C.
He will make the suggestion.
Number 25.
Don't you think this design could be improved more?
A.
To the designated area.
B.
Why? Don't you think it looks nice?
C.
Yes, we decided to proofread it again.
Number 26.
Would you rather meet over lunch or after 2 today?
A.
That sounds fine by me.
B.
I have to meet a client at noon.
C.
How is the Italian place?
Number 27.
Can you give me a hand moving the couch, please?
A.
To the second floor.
B.
That is a great offer.
C.
Sure. Give me a second first.
Number 28.
Why don't you see if you can get a transfer to a branch office closer to your place?
A.
I live about 20 minutes from here.
B.
Yes, I was planning on doing that.
C.
Two of my friends live there.
Number 29.
Has anyone heard where the director went this morning?
A. Mr. Sellers is coming this morning.
B. I've been hearing it a lot lately, too.
C. No, but Judy should know where he is.
Number 30.
What is your opinion regarding Johnson Project?
A.
It is going to be very profitable.
B.
Yes, John will be here today.
C.
Sure, I will put you in charge of it.
Number 31.
Shall we get together here, or is this room already reserved?
A.
There should still be some room.
B.
I'll call the restaurant later.
C.
It's available as far as I know.
Part 3. Directions. In this part, you will listen to several conversations between two or more speakers. These conversations will not be printed and will only be spoken one time. For each conversation, you will be asked to answer 3 questions. Select the best response and mark the corresponding letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Pardon me, but are you giving any more tours of the gallery this afternoon?
Yes, there's one more, but it won't start until 20 minutes from now. Would you like to go on it?
Definitely. I guess I can browse around the gift shop while I wait for it to start. Where do I need to be when the tour begins?
Come right back here. Would you please sign your name on the sheet so that you can reserve a spot on the tour?
I need to do that? How come?
This tour is limited to 20 people since it's been given by the curator. He doesn't often do that.
Number 32. Where does the conversation most likely take place? Number 33. What does the man ask the woman to do? Number 34. What is suggested about the tour? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, is there anything I can help you with today, sir?
Yes, I was told by a shopkeeper down the road that you specialize in clothes for big people. I've been looking around this entire area for the last hour, but I have not had any luck yet. I really do hope you have what I am looking for.
Yes, I think we may be able to help you out. In fact, the entire second floor completely caters to people who are considered big. If you walk up to the second floor, you will see there are many fashionable clothes to choose from at very reasonable prices.
Wow, this is wonderful. I don't understand why I've never heard of this place before.
Number 35. How did the man learn of this place? Number 36. What does the woman mention is special about this place? Number 37. What will the man do next? Go on to the next page.
Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Jane, can you spare an hour this afternoon? I need you to explain some of the figures you put down on the report I got from you last week.
I'm terribly sorry, Jack, but could that wait until tomorrow? I have to step out of the office right after lunch to meet with a very important client downtown. I have a great chance to land a big contract today.
Oh, is that right? I really do hope you get it. Anyway, could you do me a favor and drop by my office first thing tomorrow morning? I really need you to explain some of the parts I don't understand in the report.
Sure thing, Jack. I will be in your office at 9 o'clock sharp.
Number 38. When was the report submitted? Number 39. Why does the man want to meet with the woman? Number 40. When will the speakers most likely meet?
Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Aren't you ready yet? We have to take off soon, you know. The rain out there is starting to really come down hard, and the traffic on the road is probably going to be chaotic.
I know. Just give me a second. I have to take this paper up to Mr. Kim's office before we take off. Tell you what, why don't I meet you in the lobby in 5 minutes? This way I can go back to my office to get my coat as well.
All right, Bob. But hurry up, please. This is our first meeting with Mr. Rowe and I don't want to give him the wrong impression by being late.
Don't worry. We still have plenty of time. Besides, we are going to take the subway, so you don't have to worry about getting stuck in traffic.
Number 41.
According to the woman, What will most likely cause the traffic to be congested?
Number 42.
What will the man do first?
Number 43.
How will they get to Mr. Rowe's office?
Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Is there anything else I can get you, ma'am?
Yes, I would like to have this coffee refilled. Also, could you bring me the menu again? I want to take a look at your choice of pies. I overheard a couple saying how good your pies are here.
You must be from out of town if you don't know about our pies. In fact, most of our customers come here for our apple pie. Of course, that doesn't mean that our food is not good. It's just that our pies are out of this world. You have to try it.
Is that right? I guess you leave me no choice but to try it. I'll have the apple pie, please.
Number 44. Where is the conversation taking place? Number 45. What does the woman ask for?
Number 46. What does the man mean when he says, "Most of our customers come here for our apple pie"?
Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
As you can see, the kitchen has been redone, and the living room is spacious as well.
You're right. I really like the large backyard with the swimming pool, too. But what about the price?
The owner is asking for $220,000. What do you think? Shall I set up a meeting with him?
I don't think so. That's out of my price range.
All right. Then I can show you something a bit cheaper if you'd like.
Yes, that would be great. We can go there right now if you have time.
Sure. It's only about 10 minutes away from here by car. Number 47. Who most likely is the man? Number 48. What does the woman most likely mean when she says, "I don't think so"? Number 49. What does the man suggest doing?
Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
I picked up a cell phone here the other day, but there is something the matter with the screen. It keeps blinking out all the time. I would like an exchange on it, please.
Of course, sir. Why don't you give that to me, and I can get you a new one from the back room right away.
Actually, I was wondering if I could take another model instead. I was told that the new X100 model has far more functions than the one I got. Do you have it in stock today?
Yes, we do, and I think you made a wise choice. This particular model was only released a week ago, and they're selling like hotcakes. Of course, it is a bit more expensive, and you will have to pay for the difference, but I think it will be well worth your money.
Number 50. What does the man want to do? Number 51. What is not mentioned about the X100 model? Number 52. Who is the man speaking with?
Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hi. I saw a for-rent sign on your lobby window. I am looking for a 2-bedroom apartment.
You are in luck. We do have an available apartment for rent on the 5th floor, and I think it may be exactly what you're looking for. It has 2 bedrooms, and the rent is quite reasonable. In fact, I don't think you will be able to find a place like this for a price this low anywhere near here.
Really? Do you think I can take a look at it right now? I really am in a hurry to find a place.
Of course. Just give me a second, and I will get the key.
Number 53. How did the man find this place? Number 54. According to the woman, what is special about this place? Number 55. What will the woman do first? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, congratulations. I just heard from Mr. Shaw that the directors have come to a decision regarding the proposal you gave at this morning's meeting.
Yes, I just heard the news myself, and you wouldn't believe how relieved I am. I mean, considering the number of days and nights the guys on our team worked to prepare for this morning's presentation, I had to get the approval. I was so afraid that I would not be able to convince the directors, but I guess I did all right.
Are you kidding? It was perfect. I thought it was one of the best speeches you have ever given. In fact, I wasn't too sure about the possibility of the project myself until I heard your speech. You really did a good job.
Thanks. I owe it all to my staff. This calls for a celebration.
Number 56. Why is the woman being complimented? Number 57. What does the man say? Number 58. Who does the woman say is responsible for the outcome?
Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with 3 speakers.
Cindy, did you happen to attend the staff meeting today? I was at the factory in Dunham and got back to the office just now.
Sorry, Albert, but I missed it as well.
That's too bad. I was hoping to find out if next year's budget was discussed. Do you know Joni?
It wasn't. Mr. Richards said discussions regarding it are still ongoing, but it should be covered at this Friday's meeting.
Oh, no. I'm scheduled to be in Laredo all day. I'll be giving a speech at a marketing conference there.
Don't worry about it. I'll take notes and fill you in on anything important you miss.
Thanks, Cindy.
Number 59. What did the man do today? Number 60. What does the man imply when he says, I'm scheduled to be in Laredo all day? Number 61. What does Cindy offer to do for the man?
Go on to the next page.
Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
Television sales have increased dramatically recently.
All the credit for that goes to our newest TV, the HD 5000. TV sales reached their lowest point during the month it came out, but they've been going up ever since.
I had no idea. Are we running any special ads?
Not really. We're advertising on TV, radio, and the internet, but we aren't spending more money than usual. Mostly, people are purchasing the HD 5000 because it's so well made.
That's excellent news. Could you copy that sales report for me?
No problem, but I'll need to run upstairs because our copier is out of toner.
Number 62. Look at the graphic. When was the HD 5000 released? Number 63. What does the man say about advertising for the HD 5000? Number 64. Why will the man go upstairs? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and calendar.
Hello, Mr. Rutherford. I have some good news for you. A house that fits your requirements has just come on the market.
Really? What is the asking price for it?
It's got 4 bedrooms, and the owners are only asking for $165,000. It's quite a good deal. If you'd like to see it, I can show it to you.
I've got time right now, so if you let me know the address, I can meet you there.
It's actually 1 block away from my office, so how about driving here around 4 o'clock? We can walk there together.
All right. I'll see you then. Thank you.
Number 65. Look at the graphic. What is the address of the house the woman wants to show the man? Number 66. What does the man express interest in? Number 67. What does the woman request the man to do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and street signs.
Jennifer, I've been planning to buy a new computer, but there are so many models available. Do you have any advice for me?
Why don't you check out this website called www.computerpurchases.com? All you have to do is explain how you'll use your computer, and it will make suggestions for you.
That sounds like something I should do at once. How are the prices there?
They're quite reasonable. Even better, I've got a coupon you can use. But you should wait to make your purchase tomorrow because you can get 30% off.
Wow, what a deal. Thanks for the assistance, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
Number 68. What is the man concerned about? Number 69. What does the woman say about www.computerpurchases.com? Number 70. Look at the graphic. What day does the conversation take place on?
Go on to the next page.
Part 4. Directions. In this part, you will listen to several short talks by a single speaker. These talks will not be printed and will only be spoken one time. For each talk, you will be asked to answer 3 questions. Select the best response and mark the corresponding letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet.
Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following announcement.
First, I want to inform you of the good news that we have doubled our sales over the last 6 months. Yes, we have more than fulfilled our growth target, and it is with great pleasure that I congratulate you for your effort and the care you have taken in making this happen. In order to recognize this achievement and your performance, we have decided to invite all employees and their families to a special thank you buffet lunch at the Criterion Hotel. Please join us this Saturday for some excellent food and wine. I hope to see you all there.
Number 71. What is the purpose of the announcement? Number 72. What has happened in the past 6 months? Number 73. What is going to happen this weekend? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following news report. It is reported in the Business News column today that Susan Bartlett, CEO of Tasty Foods, will leave her position at the end of December. It is well known that the success of Tasty Foods' expansion into Asia was due to Ms. Bartlett's personal dynamism and commitment. A committee, which includes Ms. Bartlett, who will remain with the company as a consultant, is currently searching for the next CEO. Number 74. What is Ms. Bartlett's current position? Number 75. When will Susan leave her job? Number 76. What has the company started doing? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following talk.
I'd like to welcome you all to the annual golf championship, and I hope that you enjoy the week you will be spending with us. I would like to remind you that, due to security arrangements, it is essential to have your press identification cards with you at all times. If you forget your card, you will not be allowed to enter any press area. Press conferences will be held at the end of play every day. All reporters will be able to question the selected competitors in the press room. Please indicate that you have a question by raising your hand. A tournament official will pass you a microphone when it is your turn, and please ensure that your mobile phones are off during question sessions.
Number 77. Who most likely is listening to this talk? Number 78. How long is the event supposed to last? Number 79. What does the speaker ask the listeners to do? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following talk.
We would like all employees to note that our management has decided to expand the snack bar into a full lunchroom service. There will be several hot main courses, salads, desserts, and hot and cold drinks on offer every day. Prices will be kept to a minimum. We trust that our employees will not only enjoy the food and atmosphere, but also the convenience of having healthy and tasty meals available in the building. A daily menu will be posted on the notice board in the staff room. We hope that you will appreciate this expansion of our services to our valued employees.
Number 80. Who is the intended audience for this talk? Number 81. Which of the following was not mentioned by the speaker when mentioning the menu? Number 82. According to the speaker, where will the listeners be able to see the information? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following broadcast.
I'm Jack Thompson, presenting another edition of Tips for Your Trip. Christmas time is here again, so it's important for all of you making that long drive home to be extra careful on the road. So listen carefully. Firstly, there will be many tired and stressed drivers on the road, so you will need to be extra careful. Secondly, try to share the driving with a friend or relative or two if possible. That way, there will always be someone who can take over the steering wheel when you're tired. Thirdly, take a break when you start to notice the effects of drowsiness, drifting, blurry vision, and yawning. And finally, remember that drinking a lot of coffee can only help you fight drowsiness for a short time. Learn to recognize the signs of sleepiness and stop. Have a good sleep.
Don't drive after midnight if you can possibly avoid it. That's all. But please listen again next week for more tips for your trip.
Number 83. What is the talk mainly about? Number 84. Which of the following is not a tip mentioned by the speaker? Number 85. How often is this show aired? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following talk.
Welcome, all of you, and thank you for making the effort to come so promptly. As all of you know, we have to move out of this building by the end of the month because the owner is asking too much money for rent. And you also know how difficult it is to rent a place in this city at an affordable price. The head chef and I have spent a lot of time trying to find premises that are both in the right location and have the character we need to maintain the tradition of our restaurant. Well, you'll be happy to hear that we've found the ideal location. After weeks of fruitless searching, we heard of a first-floor site which was originally a French restaurant near the local theater. We contacted the agents immediately and inspected the site. It's great, and we've signed a 3-year contract. So let's get busy. We have a lot of work to do. Thanks again for your commitment.
Number 86. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 87. What is going to happen at the end of the month?
Number 88. What does the speaker imply when he says, "Maintain the tradition of our restaurant"?
Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following speech.
Hello, everybody. I'm Wendy Ryanford, and I'd like to welcome you to our company's orientation program. Firstly, let me tell you about the schedule for this week's training. One of our personnel officers, Tim O'Brien, will hand out envelopes containing some forms for you as well as company information. We'll look over the forms together and then you can fill them out. This will be followed by a tea break and a chance to talk informally with members of the personnel staff. At 11 a.m., we will break into 3 groups for a tour of the production facilities with our volunteer guides who are keen to meet you. This will be followed by lunch at 12:30. You will then have free time to visit the grounds before the start of the afternoon program at 1:30 p.m. This will begin with a company promotional and training video lasting 1 hour.
Number 89. Who is the speaker most likely addressing? Number 90. Who most likely is Mr. O'Brien? Number 91. When will the listeners tour the factory floor? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following talk.
Good morning. As I'm sure you are aware, the gallery's management committee has requested an engineering survey of the site and its facilities. The aim of this survey is twofold. First, to find remedies for certain serious problems which have resulted in damage to the building and parts of the collection. Secondly, to consider how the facilities can be improved. I have to report to you that the structure of the building requires immediate attention. Neglect has resulted in serious damage. I know that the necessary renovations will be expensive, and funding is a problem. But my consultants are certain that, if we act now, far more serious and expensive repairs can be avoided.
Number 92. According to the speaker, what is the goal of the survey? Number 93. What does the result of the survey report? Number 94. What does the consultant advise? Go on to the next page.
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and list.
Hello, this is Ryan Rogers from the Murdoch Corporation. I'm calling to let you know that you've been selected for an interview for the position you applied for. Your interview has been scheduled for next Tuesday morning at 10:30. If this doesn't work for you, please call me back at 874-8432. No later than this Thursday so that we can reschedule it. In addition, you must bring 3 letters of recommendation from current or previous employers with you. You failed to include those in the application packet you submitted, and we won't be able to hire you without them.
Number 95. Look at the graphic. Who is the speaker calling? Number 96. Why would the listener call the speaker? Number 97. What does the speaker tell the listener to bring? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following radio broadcast and programming schedule.
That's all we have time for today, listeners. Thanks for stopping by Radio 103.4 FM, the top radio station in Arlington County. I hope you enjoyed my interview with Brandon Myers today. If you have any questions or comments about our city's leading businessmen, send them to me, and I'll do my best to have them answered by tomorrow's show. You can get my email address on the radio station's homepage. All right, it's time for me to go off the air. Before you listen to our next program, it's time for a few words from our sponsors. I'll be back at the same time tomorrow with a report on our area's schools.
Number 98. Look at the graphic. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 99. What does the speaker tell listeners to do? Number 100. What will listeners most likely hear next?
This is the end of the listening test.